Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Schwartz on Sports here on New York Sports Day. I'm Peter Schwartz. Thanks for joining us here on the podcast, and we're going to talk a little Cosmos soccer on this edition of Schwartz on Sports. The Cosmos rebooted in 2013 for the North American Soccer League. They won three championships in 5 years, and then some issues with the league and the U.S. Soccer Federation forced the league to cease operations, but the Cosmos continued in a lower division in the NPSL, and now that lower division is starting a pro division, and the Cosmos look like they're going to be back on the field in 2019, and I want to welcome in the current captain of the Cosmos, Danny Zatella. Danny, it's Peter Schwartz. How are you?
I'm very good, Peter. How are you? I hope everything's well. You're feeling good from your hit?
Yes, and thank you for asking. We were talking off the air, you know, for 5 years plus, I was the public address announcer for the Cosmos and the NASL, and I did the NPSL games last summer, and the only time I missed any game was after I broke my hip and I missed the last few games on the playoff run, so I appreciate the well wishes, and everything is fine, and I'm looking forward to being back in the booth in August of 2019. I think it's going to be great. The announcement last week that the NPSL is forming a pro division. It's going to start with like a half-season Founders Cup next year. As someone who played for the NASL Cosmos for 5 years and won three rings, and then you captained the NPSL team last year, how excited are you about last week's announcement and getting the top flight Cosmos back on the field next year?
I was super excited, you know. I was waiting for this announcement for a long time, you know, and I'm super excited. I think the Cosmos, you know, deserve to be on the field. The loyal fans deserve to have the Cosmos on the field. You know, the club in general being the biggest in the United States and the biggest American club known around the world deserves to be on the field. So the excitement is super high. You know, I can't wait to hopefully, you know, be back on the field sooner than later, and go from there. You know, hopefully this league is going to grow to potential that everyone believes in. So,
now, I grew up, as you know, going to the old Cosmos games in the 70s and 80s with my dad and my mom as well. So I love the Cosmos. I know you love the Cosmos, but I don't know if anybody loves them as much as our owner, Rocco Commisso, who saved the team in 2017. You went back to the final again. And then obviously with all the litigation, he still hasn't given up getting this team back to the highest point possible. So he kept the NPSL team going last year and is a driving force behind this new league. Can you put into words what Rocco has meant to the franchise?
What Rocco means is amazing. I think if clubs all over the U.S. had an owner like Rocco, and I'm not just saying this because I love the Cosmos and I hope to continue with them in the future, but that's, we need owners like Rocco to grow the game of soccer in this country. So with the league being announced and now all these other teams from the NPSL now going to the Founders Cup and then whatever the league's going to be called in the future for 2020, I think is great, because I think all these owners now see the vision that Rocco sees the potential of, hey, we want to be like it is in Europe. And I think they're on the right path, and I'm very excited about seeing this league grow and becoming the change of soccer that we need in this country.
Yeah, the Founders Cup next year is going to be, I think it's 11 teams, including the Cosmos. You'll start in August, go to November, so it's kind of like a half season, which was kind of like what it was for you guys when you started back in the NASL in 2013. You started in August, won the second half, and wound up winning the championship. And then in 2020, the league is going to go to a full season. So it sounds like they're doing this the right way. They're going to start off slowly next summer, get things going, then bring more teams in for the full year the year after.
Yeah, that's everything what I read, and I think, you know, that's the way to do it. I think, you know, the people that have been working so hard behind the scenes to get this started, have been working very hard, and they want to make sure it's done the right way. So, you know, let's start off slowly, and then 2020, let's keep rolling, and hopefully the fans will see that this is how soccer should be in this country. You know, you have lower division teams or teams that should be at a higher levels that have maybe more fan average per game than some USL teams or most USL teams and some MLS teams have the same as some MLS teams. So I think it's going to be an exciting, you know, next year and a half, 2 years to see how this league grows. And I think it actually has the potential to grow faster than any professional league that's currently going on in the United States.
We're talking to Cosmos captain Danny Zatella, the Cosmos part of the Founders Cup, the new NPSL Pro League that's going to start next year and blossom into a full season league the year after in 2020. You know, I mentioned before that, you know, getting the top flight Cosmos team back on the field, and I probably used the wrong words there, because there was nothing low flight about what you guys accomplished last year in the NPSL in the lower league, because the team was so good. Obviously, the pursuit of a championship ended in the playoffs, but I think what it showed, and watching the other teams around the league as well, is that there are so many good players, and there are so many good, you know, teams around the country that people have never heard of or seen before, that to actually start a brand new league like this and take advantage of all those players that may have fallen through the cracks or weren't given a chance in Major League Soccer, what was your experience like in that league last year with that run to the playoffs, and how optimistic are you that the level of play in this new league will be first class?
Listen, I think the NPSL last year wasn't easy. Listen, players come out, they want to play, and especially when they're playing against the Cosmos, teams are always going to come out and be their hardest. But even around the whole NPSL, and following, you know, I haven't followed the NPSL that much, but since I was playing with the Cosmos B and playing in the NPSL, I follow teams and I watch the highlights of other games and stuff. There's amazing talent out there. And the talent is being overseen by leagues that have closed doors, and there's nothing really that you can do about it except for maybe start a new league and then eventually, you know, go into promotion, relegation, and go from there. I think the league is going to continue to grow. They're going to give opportunities for younger players to grow in the league where you're going to have the opportunity to play. You're going to have the opportunity to be seen by other clubs. You're going to have the opportunity to be seen by the best coaches in the world, because the league, that's what the league is about. So I think it's a great, great thing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the future holds of the NPSL.
You are a teammate on three Cosmos championship teams, who was the captain on those clubs, now was your head coach last year, Carlos Mendez. Just curious for your thoughts on the job that he did last year, and how excited would you be to play for him again in this new league if that was the case?
Oh, Carlos was terrible.
I'm gonna make sure he hears this.
I tell him all the time. Carlos was great, you know. This was his first year as a coach, and honestly, I think he was coaching. It's a high level. The NPSL was a high level of a lot of some current pros that could be playing in other leagues, definitely. So teams that we played against were tough teams. Carlos did a good job. He did have a vision, and we took that vision. Unfortunately, you know, we lost in the playoffs. But our goal was to win the whole thing. But you live and you learn. You know, you can't win everything. But what you lose, you learn from. So, you know, Carlos has been great, and hopefully he continues with the Cosmos, and hopefully I can continue to be a player and be coached by him.
On that note, and to that point, what have the players, and especially people like yourself and Carlos, what have you been told so far, you know, about the new league? Is everything kind of in a holding pattern now while they sort things out? I'm sure once the players heard about this, you know, they were, you know, calling up everybody that they needed to try and make sure they were a part of this for next season. What have you guys been told about the plans going forward in putting the roster together?
You know, we've been told very little. You know, obviously the league needed to be announced first before they do any signings. So now, you know, all the players are hopeful that, you know, soon we'll be getting phone calls and be able to sign contracts. definitely for me is the Cosmos is where I want to play. And I hope they want me back, but if they don't, I hope I can be involved in the club in a different way to help the club grow, continue to grow, and help the league grow.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where the team will play. Obviously, the first 5 years, the Cosmos played at Hofstra University, and then you played your final year in the NASL in Brooklyn. And I thought that the team was building up momentum there on Coney Island. The crowds got bigger as the season went on, and I thought it became an interesting atmosphere. And, of course, last year you split time between Hofstra and Columbia. From a player's perspective, where would you like to see the Cosmos call home in the new league?
I think Brooklyn, honestly. I've been there since 2013. We played at Hofstra, we played at Columbia, but I think in Brooklyn is the place to be. You have every nationality over there, and you had fans, and every game we were getting more and more fans. I think Brooklyn would be the ideal place. But at the end of the day, as long as we have a field to play on and kick a ball, that's what matters. I think the fans will continue to come, knowing wherever we are. And then hopefully in the future, the league grows and then a stadium is built. And then we have one place that's always going to be called, home for the players, for the team, for the organization, for the fans,
Well, Danny, I really appreciate a few minutes. I hope you're part of the Cosmos. I hope I'm a part of them, too. I hope they bring me back as the PA announcer. I would be really excited to do that, and I hope a lot of players that have worn the green and white over the last few years can be a part of this great new project, the new NPSL Pro Division. It'll be the Founders Cup next year and a full-fledged league and a full season the year after in 2020. Also, congratulations. I know there's a Nuzatella on the way.
Yes, little baby coming February. Very excited. Time is flying, so we're very excited. We won't know if it's a boy or girl until birth. So.
That's good. That's good. That's how my wife and did it with our two boys. Nothing like being excited and surprised.
Yes, correct. So I'm excited and can't wait to be a father.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's a great job. And Danny, obviously, congratulations on all the success with the Cosmos, and hoping we are both back in the Cosmos family in 2019. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Peter.
Cosmos captain Danny Zitella, the new NPSL Pro Division starting next year with the Founders Cup and then a full-fledged full-season league the year after. I'm Peter Schwartz. Thanks for joining us here on Schwartz on Sports on New York Sports Day, and we'll catch you again next time.